countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Now, at this time of the year, Kilchimaw in County Mayo would usually be buzzing with visitors home on the summer holidays, like lots of parts of the country. Those coming from abroad, indeed down there, would have the convenience of the nearby airport in Knock to fly into. But this week, the town is a lot quieter. The airport's still closed, the pubs are still closed, and there are fewer people about. So how are locals reacting to all this? Katie Flannery took a stroll through the town this week, where the first person that she met was Anne Moran, chairperson of the Local Tourism Association.
Hello. How are you? Good.
I'm a staunch Kilchimaw woman, staunch Mayo woman.
Staunch Mayo woman, you love disappointment.
I love disappointment, yeah. But I'm super proud of all of them, what they do, like, for us. Like, even here at the J Pitch, like, you know, I live right beside the J Pitch here. And, you know, You miss the kids, you know, you miss the activity here in the town, like, you know, the shouting and the roaring and the crack, like, you know, there is no revenue coming into the town because the tourists aren't coming in for the festivals and they're not coming home because they obviously can't come home. I think that's the biggest loss for a lot of people. Myself personally, I suppose it's missing my family, that they couldn't come home and my brother couldn't come home to see my parents. I myself have a son in Canada, so he couldn't come back. My brother was in America, he couldn't come back. You know, my daughter was to get married, so now she's getting married in 3 weeks' time with 50 guests. This is her fourth attempt, like, to get married, you know. So, like, I mean, all them sort of things has been missed. International travel is coming back, so hopefully they'll all get home again, like, you know, and everybody be safe, and that's all you want, you know. Yeah. You just want everybody to be safe.
Hello. How are you?
Thanks.
How are things? The okay. Mayo colours.
You can have the colours up.
I'm surprised it's not blue and white for Kilchimaw.
Oh yeah, well, we can do that too. Well, you have the flags up. We'll be going up again now shortly.
Fair play to you.
Oh, the devil of town in Ireland, right? The town of Kilchimaw.
In a red and green painted house at the bottom of the town, local legend John Regan tells me just how many pubs used to be in Kilchimaw.
30 years that time, in the late 70s, early 80s.
And how many is there now?
Five, I believe. And the two hotels.
And do you think they'll survive?
Oh,
this?
I hope they do. Oh, I should look at.
Would you notice the impact that not having tourists in the town?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Sad. Oh, yes. And all the people that used to come and they'd be home on holidays. Like, I thought, and I'd say a lot of people like me, thought it'd only go for 3 months. But this carry on, that it's on and on and on. I can't hardly credit it.
How are you?
Hello.
How are things?
How are you doing?
Thanks for chatting.
Lovely to see you. You filling the pint for me.
Next stop is Chalk O'Hora, a traditional pub in the heart of the town.
I'm Marie O'Hora from Chalk O'Hora, Kilchimaw.
Marty O'Hora, her better half.
Pádraig Quilch, better known as Tulip, King of the Quilchies.
And what does that mean?
Well, I was elected the King of the Quilchies here. And we didn't have any festival last year, so I'm still King of the Quilchies, and hopefully this year.
So, can you explain to me what would normally be happening now? Let's say there's no COVID and it was a normal summer, what would Kilchimaw look like?
The Country Come Home Week, at the time of the foot and mouth, everybody was asked not to come home for the Christmas. But then the people in Kilchimaw decided for the summer to have a festival when everybody did come home. And that started in 1967, and it got so big, it was as big as the Rose of Tully.
That big?
Yeah, brilliant. And
without
the music.
Houses.
How's the roses? That's the tulips around. But like every night in the bars, in the hall, in the streets, and crazy times.
Crazy.
Really good.
Missing it this year then?
Yes.
Yeah, big time.
Even here in this premises, like during the summer season, back in those days, in the 70s and 80s, we used to have music for 90 nights on the trot every night. So during the summer, while we were going to school, like we were working day and night, you know, with dad and mam. It's a family run business. So, like, we're here since 67. So, like, we're here all through those years, and, like, there were some great years in it.
The headlines this evening. Indoor dining delay. The chief medical officer warns the sector could have remained closed until September as as hospitality.
And what did you think of the announcement there this week?
It's going to be difficult to gain the confidence of the customer again that they'll want to come back into a pub, because the way the government are portraying it, it looks like the pubs are the places that you're going to go to get it, to get the COVID.
And most pubs in this town, they'd be wet pubs and they wouldn't have outdoor seating at all.
No.
It was always the done thing that you drank within the walls of the house. In country areas, you don't see people kind of congregating outside premises much. Mm-hmm. It's not an option. It's not an option really for people. And, you know, in general, in the west of Ireland, our summers are short. Like, we don't get the weather to have areas for people to be congregating outside. You need to get them inside and have nice warm premises for them.
And are you kind of missing out this year now with, if that was the main pull of tourism, do you feel like Kilchima has been overlooked in regards to maybe staycations and the rest of it?
We don't know what staycationers are, because we were closed last summer and we're going to be closed this summer, so we haven't seen staycationer. I don't know if I could meet a staycationer in the street, but I wouldn't know. You know, I don't know what the staycationer looks like, because our premises have been closed. Under normal years, we would be seeing a lot of people that would be coming home from England or America or further afield, and they would be our visitors for the summer. And then we would get a certain amount of passenger rate from Knock, because we're only 6 miles from Knock. So you'd have people that would be either dropping someone off or going back, and it's the last town that they pass through on their way to the airport. You know, so we haven't had been passenger rate because we've been closed.
My name is Joe Gilmore, Managing Director, Ireland West Airport. Typically, July and August, we would handle over 100,000 passengers throughout each of those months. So in any given week, we could have 25,000 people travelling through the airport, or close to 5,000 people on some days. At the moment, we've actually no flights. So the contrast is frightening. The business has been completely mothballed. We've kept a small crew of people to keep the airport operational and to accept critical flights. We've lost over 5 million in the last 15 months. We've laid off close to 200 staff. Overall, it's been a very, very challenging period. We're all supporting each other through it, and that's been great to see. And that's, I think, demonstrates the strength and community spirit of people here in this area, and also people in the west of Ireland. We're fighters, we're resilient, and we've come through a lot worse, and we will get through this in the future, and it's important to keep remembering that.
And that was Katie Flannery speaking there to Joe Gilmore, the MD of Knock Airport. I suppose that mixture of disappointment, of hope and of resilience is no doubt repeated in other towns and villages across the country. We just decided to go to Kilchima to get a sense of that feeling around the country. Now,